for all these what ifs, the lease covers that. So the minimum standards would be more or less complicated, because you can always cover it in that, and then minimum standards, and then more standards
right.
to whatever the lease is.
The minimum standards are going to guide the writing of the lease.
That's what I mean.
The new leases.
New leases. Okay, so I think I've covered all the different cases. You have an agreement, you're doing it. You have an agreement, you're not doing it.
I don't know how to buy into that from my personal side. So
you would need to be compensated for loss of use.
That's one of the things I fought very, very hard for, as we know. Very, very, very hard for that those things were left in there, because I didn't want the diversity of my commercial activities to be limited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about here, is limiting. So what Gus is saying is basically you're taking away the value of that property as I leased it. That's a one entity here that we're not here mm-hmm. to just, you know.
Right. But. Yeah. And I have discussed this with the FAA, you know, and they're in agreement with that if you're not providing a service now, once the minimum standards go into effect, you're covered.
Did you ask them if they're the other way?
If
it's in the existing agreement? And
all your lease says is you can operate a charter service or any other things. You know, it doesn't address minimum standards and insurance and everything else. So,
okay.
You know, and insurance is another big thing.
So you're saying, Jim, so that for instance, if Jeff was allowed that, I guess your lease says you can have operate charter service.
Charter service is a good example.
Which you don't do now, but if 10 years from now he decides he wants to operate a charter service, these minimum standards would apply.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say that?
I thought it was in
2.1.
Yeah.
Right on the page 2.
It's like the last sentence. It goes over to the next page. If an entity desires, under the terms of an existing agreement, to materially change its aeronautical activities, the county, as a condition of its approval of such change, will require the entity to comply with these minimum standards.
Yeah.
You know, and doing not having a charter service and then having a charter service is a material change.
Not if it's already in my lease.
But you're not.
Right.
You're not doing it now. That's not one of your activities.
It's in my lease, and I don't know how many other leases this would be in conflict to. But if it's in my lease, I expect the opportunity to exercise that right under the existing agreement that I took. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we get into the legal question.
But on the other hand, what Jim's saying is that they're not going to be restricting you from being able to do that. They're saying this is how you do it.
Well, if you tell them I got to have gold-plated toilet seats,
I'm not going to tell you anything.
You may require that. Yeah.
$700 toilet seats.
So anyway,
I
think we need
to
move on.
By the way, if anybody
that's the way it's written. I think we need to move on. I think it's pretty evident that I'm concerned about it. I think some.
Well, I mean, let me give you an example. I mean, the facility you're in right now, you know, would you operate a charter service out of that hangar right now? Is that the kind of business that? I mean, is that the image and the service that this airport wants to provide to the public?
Well, considering we don't have any, something is better than nothing at this point. It would be different if we had six operators trying to come in here to run, or we had an existing.
The answer to your question is
there's been charter services that haven't done well, so we're trying to foster business.
To answer the question you asked me, yes.
Okay, then that would be our minimum standard.
Okay.
And you would meet it.
And the reason I say yes is, if that mechanic business fails, okay, and there's not a lot of profit margin there, then it would probably go to aircraft storage, which is in my lease.
Mm-hmm.
And aircraft storage, and then it would be very easy to say, okay, let's start running a charter business.
Right.
If you start a charter service, guess what? You're going to need fuel.
And a fuel. Okay. So.
Mm-hmm. Trying to help them out.